How to cast your vote without regret. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We now face an election between two of the most disliked candidates in the history of the Republic, at least to hear the pollsters tell it, and it's left a lot of people depressed. But I think I have a solution, which I hope isn't too cynical. I mean, it is cynical, but I hope in a constructive way. Let's look at what we face. A race with two flawed major candidates. If you throw your vote away on a third-party candidate who can't possibly win, or you don't vote at all, you look like a coward. Yet if you vote for one of the major candidates and that candidate does win, you feel responsible for the catastrophe that must follow since both are hopelessly flawed. So the only way to save face is to have voted for the major candidate who loses. Some of you may remember way back when Watergate engulfed President Nixon. The country erupted in bumper stickers that read, "Don't blame me, I'm from Massachusetts," because that was the one state he lost. And that's how you want to position yourself, having not voted for the winner. Yes, it would be better to vote based on a serious analysis of the issues, but there are so many lies flying around, I don't think that's possible anymore. So you might as well vote in a way that causes you the least personal embarrassment after the election is over. Vote for the loser. That way, when X screws up, you can say, "Don't blame me, I voted for Y." And whatever you do, don't tell anyone this is what you're doing, because if it gets around, they'll all do it, and a glorious defeat becomes a catastrophic victory, and suddenly the next 4 years are all your fault. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.